You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So legislation was passed by the House of Representatives on Tuesday night, allowing for a large-scale housing development on 11.7 hectares of reserve in Tamaki. So this also enables local iwi Ngāti Pawa to build 300 houses on the reserve land as part of its treaty settlement. Auckland Mayor Phil Goff and Chairperson of the Mangakiki Tamaki Local Board, Josephine Bartley, have expressed concern about the government's use of special legislation to lift reserve status outside normal statutory processes. So I had a chat with Bartley on the community's response to the legislation being passed. I began by asking her a little bit about the local board's opinion on the bill.
So our local board opposed appointing the Development Enabling Bill because of the lack of consultation, because of the poor process that was undertaken with this bill, which essentially takes a local reserve and turns it into a housing development, or parts of the reserve into housing development. When you have 20,000 people moving into the area, you need your green space. So, you know, there's just so much concern about the precedent that this bill sets, which is actually now going to be an act, for other areas in Auckland that are facing intensification and looking at parks and reserves in their area.
But if these houses are built on this green space, where is the next nearest green space?
We have quite a lot of green space in Tamaki, but some of the reserves are actually stormwater reserves, so you can't do much on them anyway. They're quite hilly, and they're just there for stormwater. So we're doing an open space network plan, which looks at our parks and reserves in our area and how we can better use them. That plan is now on hold because our plans were to take that plan out and talk to our communities about what they want to see in the parks and reserves. We can't do that now because of the bill, because the bill tells us that we need to put sports fields on the headland, self-pointing them reserve, where the dotterels live and other shorebirds, and tells us no grazing, no farming. So the minister's telling Auckland Council and our community what to do in that reserve.
Why has the government not wanted to talk to communities about this? Why are they telling you rather than having a discussion about it?
That's a good question. And I hope you get the chance to ask the minister that, because I'd like to know the answer as well. As a representative of the Tamaki community, you know, it's just common sense and common decency to come in for the minister and the government to come and talk to our community about something that's happening in our local reserve.
How does it make you feel in terms of the community? Has there been much of a backlash from the community of people speaking up about this?
People have been speaking up about it ever since the bill was put forward over the Christmas holiday, when not a lot of people were in a position to respond or mobilise or find out more information to be able to, to adequately put in a submission on the bill. The local board ran a public meeting to let people know and to, talk to people about what's being proposed. So the response we've received from the community has been one of shock and disbelief at the actions of the government to do something like this. But at the same time, there is also an understanding of the treaty settlement that's also been tied into the bill. So it's actually caused a lot of tension in our community, which should never have happened.
Why is the treaty settlement causing tension?
Not the treaty settlement. The fact that there's a bill, but that it's being tied to a treaty settlement because people support Ngāti Pawa and their claim. But at the same time, you've got this enabling development bill, which circumvents the legislation that's already there to protect the reserve. And so that has been the tension.
What wildlife is at threat?
Well, there'd be quite a lot of wildlife at threat. There's the dotterels. So Sean Lee is one of our community's local volunteers. He's been looking after the dotterels and the other shorebirds down at Point England Reserve. And he's been really vocal, and understandably so, because the dotterels are at risk. There's only 2,000 left of them, and that's where they roost, and that's where that's their habitat, that's up on the headlands. And that is where the minister has directed council to put sports fields under this bill.
So is there any plan to move these birds?
So there has been some advice from council environmental experts in this field who have said that you could move them. It's not going to be an easy thing, and it may not work. So there hasn't been any investigation into, looking at shifting them. Not a proper investigation.
Was there anything else you'd like to add, Josephine?
I think that this is a... I don't know if anybody else is aware of a situation where the minister has put in place a bill or an act that narrows down into a community and tells the council what to do in one of the local reserves. It just seems... I've never heard of it. I've never heard of government, telling a council or a community what to do in a particular park. Just seems really over the top.
Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.